Good morning. Welcome to Asbury this morning. My name is Jack Henderson. I will be your liturgist today. If you would, please call your attention to the pads at the end of your pew. If you would, register your attendance with us so that we can keep track of who joined us today in this celebration of music. A few announcements to make. If you look in your bulletin in the announcement area, Christmas Eve services are going to be wonderful. There will be one joint service here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Our candlelight services will be at 4, 7, and 11. There will be brass accompanying our chancel choir, which always makes for a wonderful service at the 4 and the 11 o'clock services. Child care will be provided for the two early services. Come join in a great worship time. I'm sure you've all experienced it before and know what a special time it is for you and your family. Services on New Year's Eve will return to their normal time, so there'll be the normal slate of worship schedule here in church on that Sunday. Mark your calendars for Saturday, January the 13th. We'll be having our planning retreat to schedule events and missions for the 2018 year. Your input is invaluable, so please make plans to attend. And please look at the back of the bulletin for the things that are happening in Asbury in the coming weeks. And I ask you to please pass the peace of Christ among yourselves. Would you please join me in the congregational call to worship, number 204 in your hymnal, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Carol of praise this morning is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240 in your hymnal.
Thank you. We will be reading from Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2.
The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, who calls us to rejoice in God's goodness. For Jesus taught us to remain in the love, and that his joy might be in us, and that our joy might be complete.
Please join me in the congressional response. Almighty Father, thank you for the gift of joy, which enters our hearts from the gift of your love. May your Holy Spirit stir in our lives the possibilities to experience the joy of life as we come to know better your Son, Jesus Christ, and share his joy with others. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Welcome up. 2 weeks. Woohoo! All right. Well, this morning I have a question for you because you know Miss Laura always asks questions, right? So the question is, do you have a lot of boxes or packages, wrapped packages underneath your tree? Well, it's not Christmas. Oh. Okay. Well, yes, you do. Well, you already opened it. So there's really nothing underneath your tree. One present. Okay, good. Good. Well, I want to tell you about a little boy. Okay? And he would go every day, and he would look underneath the tree, and he would count them. And then he would organize them to the names of the people in his family. And he was upset because there was more presents for his sister than there was for him. And you know what he did? He got mad, he went upstairs, he pouted, and he wouldn't come out of his room. But the point was, is that for that little boy, his mom had to share with him that the point of Christmas is not in the receiving, it is in the giving. So it may not be that you get less presents, but there's more special to them. John the Baptist has a quote in the Bible, or a scripture in the Bible, that says, "Prepare people for the coming of Jesus. He told them to repent, but he said to them, and they asked, 'What shall we do?' And John answered them, 'If you have 2 coats, give one of them to the one who has none. And if you have food, share it with those who have none.'" So the point is not in the counting and not getting enough. But the point is in the giving and the love in the giving of the presents, not in the receiving and how many you get. So let's pray. Dear Father, help us to learn that it is in the giving that we receive the greatest gift, and that is the gift of joy. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Okay, now we get into the good part of the service. Lesson 1. From the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15 and 17 through 19. God announces in the Garden of Eden Adam and Eve's punishment for the rebellion, and that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the women, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." The Word of God.
Thank you.
Lesson two is from Genesis, book the 22nd book of Genesis, verses 15 through 18. God promises to Abraham, by his descendants, all the nations of the earth will obtain blessings. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. The word of the Lord.
I wander as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. For poor hungry people like you and like I wander as I wander under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high on God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have it, 'cause he was the King. I wander as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. For poor hungry people like you and like I wander as I wander out under.
Lesson number three is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, and verses 6 through 7. The prophet announces the birth of a king to a people in darkness. Isaiah 9, 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The word of the Lord.
Hail in the air, oh, hallelujah, praise the sound, glory and death, every day, hail in the rain, while people sing songs of the
Would you join me now as we go to our Advent prayer? Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may celebrate all right the commemoration of the Nativity and may await the joy, the coming in glory of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Grant us this day a joy that can only originate from your holiness, along with peace and grace that sustains us each and every day. We ask that you grant our prayers as we pray in the manner your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now bless our morning offering. Loving Lord, we ask that you bless the tithes and offerings given this day. May they multiply in such a way that it can only explain through your grace. We ask this in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our fourth lesson comes from the 11th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 4a, verses 6 through 9. This king is coming and will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all God's creation. Isaiah 11, 1 through 4. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. The wolf will live with the lamb, The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The word of the Lord. Lesson 5 is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and verse 38. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to God's promised Son, whose kingdom will never end. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. The word of God.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae, et concepit de Spiritus Sancto. Thank you.
Lesson 6 is from the book of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. Against a backdrop of emperors and taxes, Jesus is born. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place since Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of the Lord. Join us in singing carol Angels We Have Heard on High, page 238 in your hymnal. Lesson 7 is from the book of Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 through 16. The shepherds go to see the Savior of the world and find him lying in a manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. The word of the Lord. lesson 8 is from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The wise men follow a star to find the child Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for this child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After the interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The word of the Lord. Please join us in our carol, "Angels We Have Heard on High," number 238 in your hymnal, verses 3 and 4.
This ninth lesson, taken from John 1, verses 1 through 14, John unfolds the mystery of faith. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God. Carol of commitment today is Angels from the Realms of Glory 220. If there are those here today who wish to respond to this joyous music by making your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I welcome you to come forward now as we stand and sing 220.
Oh,
As I begin to offer the blessing to you all, I know that your hearts are full of joy, which we celebrate on this third Sunday of Advent. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to thank your Asbury Chancel Choir, your featured harpist, Rebecca Ricks, your featured timpanist, Scott Southern, and under the direction of Diana Brandon. Won't you please give them a thanks? And now let us receive the blessing from God. Most gracious God, we thank you for the gift of music, which allows us to express our thanksgiving to you for being an awesome God and loving us so much to give us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. And with the joy of the music that we've heard today, may we carry that joy out into the world as we go in the peace of Christ. Amen.